Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. Season 3, Episode 2. I'm ID alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, dude?
What up?
We also got Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And Alex is here. The whole squad is here. What up, Alex?
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy. Let's go.
Yo, how's everyone doing? We've had a week to kind of pull ourselves all together in the room. We're all here, the whole squad. It's nice to see your face, Alex. I feel
Thanks.
Like I haven't seen you since what?
Yeah.
Shortly after Christmas.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. How's everyone been? Good?
Very good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's time to get back into it. Let's kick off the podcast like we always do with what we wore on feet today. So, Chloe, you want to go first?
Yeah. I wore some Zebras again. I got to remember on pod days, I got to push myself
Switch
a bit more.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
So have you got to clean them yet?
No. I'm still working on that dirty look.
Nice. I like it.
I love them.
I've been listening to the podcast. I know you're on your Zebra tip, so it's fine.
They're just shit.
Getting them dirty, clean them up.
I don't think you're trying hard enough.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get them dirty, you just get them dirty.
Yeah. I know some pothole in downtown Montreal.
I haven't been avoiding anything. I'm just plowing through everything, and I guess I don't get out that much.
It's that fresh powdered snow that probably cleans it while you're not looking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ninja snow. Yeah, that's what it
is. You see, at least you're not lying to our listeners, right? You could be making up like random sneakers that you're wearing every day, but no, you're just telling people what you're wearing. So if you own just one pair of sneakers, you could still be a sneakerhead.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's true.
It's true. Also, I have to say, you were right about my speculations on what I actually wore.
Yeah.
I was wearing my white boots.
Knew it.
But I also wore Torsion Legras Mita sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
I was very happy.
That's last week, you're saying?
That's last week, yeah.
And this week?
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, it's your turn. Go ahead.
So this week, no surprise to Chloe, I was wearing my white Gore-Tex Pro Model boots.
Yes.
They're getting like brown. Like, it's disgusting, but it's fine. Today wore my white mountaineering city socks one.
Nice.
Not Gore-Tex. Nice. I wore them inside the store. Because even though they have this very nice winter coating inside, they're not Canada proof.
Freezing, eh?
Yeah, they're not Canada proof. So I'm afraid that it's going to get very wet and full of calcium. So I'm not daring wearing them outside.
Mm. Smart man.
Yeah.
Very smart.
So does all your staff have their in-store shoe and then they wear whatever outside?
Yeah, everyone's very disciplined when it comes to what they're wearing on the floor. Because I feel like everyone wants to show up fresh, looking clean. Okay. So everyone brings in like their winter sneakers and then they come on the floor with a fresh pair of shoes. Yeah.
Okay, what percentage of your staff were sneakerheads before started working at your store?
Ah, good question.
Like proper sneaker.
Proper?
People. Yeah.
10?
So how many total, sorry?
24?
Dang, okay. 24, so 10 out of 24 were sneaker people.
Yeah.
Damn.
And now how many?
No, 10 out of 20. No, 10%.
Oh.
So two and a half people were...
Like sneaker heads.
Okay.
Less than 5, that's for sure.
Okay. And
now, most of them are very enthusiastic in regard to sneakers.
Okay.
What I mainly look for is people that have something to say about shoes. Not someone that's like taking a bath wearing sneakers. You know, like that, taking a bath and wearing the sneakers. Like, I'm not looking for a sneaker crazy person. Like, what's cool is when you have stories to tell and can understand consumer perspectives and different sellers. So hence why I don't necessarily have to look for quote unquote sneaker heads all the time, but it's sort of a drug, if we could say, where people become, they become crazy about their shoes, they become crazy about the product and the brand and owning more product, talking more about the product, understanding more the product. But it's a good question to ask.
Like, the main thing is, even if you get into sneakers, let's say at your store,
yeah,
you don't need to be one particular type of sneaker person.
No.
Because you can go in so many different ways with all the product that you guys have. Yeah. Like, you can be super fashion. Like, fashion people could stay fashion. And, like, people can stay originals. People can stay hype.
Yeah. Because the essence of originals isn't 100% about shoes, right? It's about lifestyle. It's about culture. It's about music. It's about art. It's about apparel and accessories and pairing up and heritage and fashion. So from a retail perspective, when you look at the store, well, sneakers is a big part of it. It's a big chunk of our business. But there's this whole apparel, culture piece, like dressing up part that's like major that you need to keep in mind, you know?
Yeah, they're all swaggy at your place.
Yeah, everyone's everyone has their own kind of like essence and vision, you know?
Is there one person or few people that are more into the apparel than the sneakers? Like, they really...
Yeah.
You don't have to name them, but
no,
just like...
No, but there are. So for the people in Montreal, there is a fashion study school really close to the store. It's called Collège La Salle. So I've had a few of them coming from La Salle that are either studying fashion design, fashion marketing. So a lot of them are more into like the fits, the cuts, the design, the garments, the materials and whatnot. So I have at least a good half of my staff that's more into apparel than sneakers.
Yeah.
And then on the other half, there's like three to five of us that are very, very sneaker oriented people. The rest are like kind of in betweens. They have their own little like style and flair and a special approach to the whole like brand thing. But to answer your question, there are more apparel oriented people than sneakerheads. And this is what I feel creates a good balance and a good experience to every kind of customer. Because even the sneakerhead people will find someone to talk about shoes regardless.
Yeah.
You know, you come in the store, you can grab any of my staff and they can entertain a conversation about sneakers. Maybe not about what's on Instagram every 5 minutes, but they'll be able to discuss about shoes and footwear with you. That's for sure. And they'll have an opinion and they'll have a story to tell about a specific footwear. And this is when you get more open-minded on the whole customer approach and you'll find something interesting. That's for sure.
Hmm. All right.
I like that.
Fixy suit. Cool.
Chris, what'd you wear for today?
I wore Black Cinnamon 3s.
Ooh.
Because I remembered this morning, right before slipping on my Jordan 1, that it is January 17th today as we are recording.
Is it Air
exactly
Jordan 3
day? 1 month before February, well, give or take, February 17th, the release date of Black Cinnamon 3 with the Nike Air on it. So it's supposed to be a big Jordan 3 day today. We didn't plan anything. Sorry about that, people. But I felt that in case that something was going to pop off, I should be prepared. So I wore Black Cinnamon 3s.
A lot last week.
Oh, yeah?
I have to say, cool. I learned a lot.
Nice.
It's good. It's good.
I wore them tonight as well to the... did I? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you
to the podcast, I wore those. I had... I wanted to wear a Jordan 1. I'll talk about it later during another segment called Pickups. But a little bit. Oh, I also thought of wearing the ADV 910 that I received finally. But it's nighttime. No one would see them. I'm not looking to impress you guys. So I'm going to keep it for tomorrow. Something in the way of that.
I like that. Yeah. Well, you wanted to wear your Jordan 1s. I wore my Jordan 1s today. A pair of Jordan 1 highs, black and white.
You're so good.
Yeah, so money. I need to, you know what? Part of me, when I picked them out of the closet today, I looked at them and go, damn, these are really dirty. But God, they look good.
Yeah.
So I just grabbed them, threw them in the bag, brought them to work. That's what I wore all day. So stoked about that.
It don't matter if they're dirty.
No, it right? doesn't.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
They look good.
Yeah.
They look good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like I went to go take a shot of them on the floor today, and seeing all the creases and the toe box and stuff, I'm like, God, I love that. They look so good when they're worn.
So you put them in a backpack and you bring them to work?
Yes, I do. Throw them in my backpack at the bottom, put my camera in there, maybe a cap, a hat, something like that.
Close them it shits up. Are like boots.
Yeah, I know. But I wear boots to work.
You guys wearing your leather shoes made me realize I don't have a lot of leather shoes that I can just like wear in the snow and like,
yeah,
like clean well, up when I get beat home up and or, clean up, you know, yeah, like beat up and clean up. Like I wear a lot of mesh, nylon, Primeknit, suede. Hell no. But it makes me realize that I haven't worn any like full leather shoes or either it's leather or fake leather, like plastic leather, whatever.
Pleather? Doesn't scratch or fade polymer. With age.
Polymer?
Polymer. Leather with plastic fiber, whatever.
But you could rock like a Stan Smith, Superstar.
But there are no pairs that are worth.
Yeah.
That.
Well, they're not high either.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Highs. You can get like a there Stan are, Smith.
There are, but I don't like. You don't like own if any. I had a pro model, for example.
Yeah.
A pro model I'd wear outside. The Stan Smith mid I'd wear outside.
What about like a forum?
My forums are too beautiful. Like I could probably wear them outside.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. You know what? Maybe tomorrow.
It's kind of like equivalent. Jordan 1-ish. High.
Kish. Yeah.
Very ish.
Yeah. Maybe.
So is it that they're not hype enough? The leather shoes for right now? For how you're feeling today?
They're probably not as practical as what he's wearing. Just like
that. I guess we'll talk about it again in the pickup segment.
Oh.
But I'm in a very temperate vibe.
Gotcha. I like that.
Very, very temperate vibe. So there is a very specific kind of like a running silhouette that I'm feeling for.
Okay.
Which restricts me from wearing flatter shoes these days.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Voila. Gotcha. Mike, what was on feet today? Oh, you just said it. Sorry. Not paying tired, attention, man. Guys. I can't keep up. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. He's still on holiday time. That's
wait,
all right.
Everyone said it, right? Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone said it. Okay. Moving on. What's been going down in the world of sneakers this week? Maybe we could talk about that.
Sure.
This is a sneaker podcast. Let's give it to him.
I want to talk about so we are Wednesday, tomorrow, the 18th of January. So people who are listening to this, hopefully you get your chance to pick up the shoe if it's your taste. The Golf LaFleur and Converse collaboration. This is a collaboration in the design. It's a Converse shoe that's coming out. It's like their second installment of the Golf LaFleur shoes that are by Tyler, the creator. The first run that came out, I got a pair it's beige or maybe they call it sand. I love it. And now when I found out that the second run was coming out, they have a lime colorway, one that's blue, one that's pinkish. They call it geranium, I think.
Ooh, geranium.
And why do I like the Golf LaFleur so much? Is that for all of those looking for a shoe that is affordable,
mm-hmm,
of high quality, and that will stand out, you should take a look at this shoe.
Hmm.
The suede is, it, you can feel it just by looking at it, right? Because you see how textured it is. How thick it is. The leather is super soft. The leather lining I'm talking about. And you recognize it immediately as being a Converse design, but it uses the new Golf LaFleur logo, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not bulky, but it's solid.
Hmm.
So I like wearing it. I like wearing it because if I feel like I'm wearing a shoe, like a proper shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that I wear it, I get a comment about it. Mostly because people don't know what it is, but they kind of recognize it, you know? So they recognize the silhouette, but they're like, I've never seen this design before. And it's always a good like conversation to speak about it because it's like, well, it's Tyler, the Creator, and blah, 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 the design. And he's so out there that it's like you're combining something that's so not flashy. I want to say
bold.
Bold. I like that.
Yeah.
Bold. That's good, like Converse is so grounded. So this is home. That you put these two kids together and it works well together. So I like wearing it. I wear it in the winter, so it can take it. I know that I'm like all taking dirty risks. To suede,
yeah.
But
yeah,
like
the suede.
So that's why I'm so happy that there's a second run of Golf LaFleur colorways coming out. That's releasing. You're listening to this on Saturday, so if you want to check them out, see if you might be able to pick up a pair. They gave me a list of all the shops. Let me see if I can list them all without missing one.
Oh wow.
Livestock Canada, Normal, Off the Hook, Capsule Toronto, Lost and Found Shop, Sense, and I know Foot Locker is gonna have it too. So check these spots out, see if they have your size left. And I'd definitely check it out, yeah.
Yeah,
they're really dope. Nice. I like the green one.
Yes, that would have been the pale green one.
Yeah.
My first choice, I believe. But I find that the beige and the lime are kind of the same tone.
Mm.
So it minimizes my array of fits that I could pair with the shoes. And if I want to wear them a lot, I want to pick another color. So I tended towards the geranium, like the pink one.
Yeah, because you wouldn't go Carolina blue.
yeah, for reasons we won't speak about. I'll stay away from the blue one. But the totally open to everyone really else. Nice. Yeah. Oh, you know what? What hurts me about this shoe, though? The sole. The outsole, the bottom of the shoe, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's yellow with the flower patterns.
It doesn't get seen enough.
It's not that. It's that I know once I start wearing it, it's like worn, right?
Yeah.
So it's not, because when you look at it the first time, when it's like new, you're like, damn, that's a nice outsole.
Yeah.
When you start wearing it, then you're like, well, it's no longer like super.
Gonna wear it away. You gotta get some socks like that.
Mm. Oh, with the print?
That's a good point. Yeah. Dope.
Good. That'd be really cool.
Dope. I like that. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So, well, the Golf LaFleur is coming out, or it has come out by the time you listen to this.
I like how they're releasing in like only certain stores and not like everywhere. That's cool.
Well, I think they. Oh, it's also on converse.ca.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Of course.
There's a particular list of stores, but yeah, it's like you need to know where to find it, and you'll have a good chance of getting it.
Yeah.
Come out with gear too?
Actually, it does come out with they're releasing a set of hoodies. It has the Golf LaFleur logo on the chest.
Mm-hmm.
There's hoodies and some t-shirts.
Hoodie would be cool. They look really nice, I bet.
Yeah.
They got to get on some socks.
Yeah. And it's what do you call it? The Converse Essentials collection. So it's like, it's dope.
It's good
like
stuff.
Good material.
Good quality. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you can get them at converse.ca. Very cool. And they're now interneting, which is really cool. You know, they didn't have a website for the longest time where you could buy
online.
For
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is really cool.
Yeah.
Go check them out, everyone. Converse.ca. Yeah.
The quality is so nice.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
What else is going on in the world of sneakers? Let's talk about that Adidas NMD R2
Chinese talk
New
about
Year.
Chinese Adidas New sneakers. Year. We've been holding off for one full week.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask Chris, what year is this year's Chinese New Year?
What year is the new year?
What year is the new year? What symbol is it this year?
It's a dog.
It's the year of the dog.
The dag.
So
dag.
I found out through clients that this year is the logo, like we refer to it as the kanji. I don't know if you, Chris, you can like quote me on this.
Keep going.
But so it looks like the symbol behind the shoe that we call the kanji is a symbol that's related to happiness, especially in the, if we could call it like the relation of the wedding, the marriage. If you break the symbol in half and mirror it, it represents two people facing each other. So we found that out through friends from another store that shared this story to us, from a client that came in and was very, very enthusiastic about this shoe-related drop. I have to say that the people that have come to purchase the sneakers are very attached to the story, or the people that are
dogs,
right? So people that are very excited about celebrating their year through a sneaker. The shoe itself is very nice.
Yeah.
Like very, very nice. Do you guys remember when the first CD Socks 2 came out? It was the oh my god, then I forget the name. It's the blue colorway with the white circle on top. CS2
Ronin,
yes. Ah. So when the Ronin came out, one of my favorite part of the shoe was the translucent gum outsole, which hasn't come out since Ronin and the CNY comes with that translucent gum outsole, red blocks, white knit, very, very cool leather details. The we call it the mustache, like the badge in the back, leather label, very cool insole, and the laces are white flat laces that come with gold aglets, and it makes the shoe. The shoe's very nice. It comes in a super cool white kind of like slide off box, super cool details, nice little like cardboard inside with description of the shoe in the collab. So very well executed. It is $200 retail. So for the prices of these days, it's not bad.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Not at all. And
boost.
And it's a boost silhouette.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I was a big fan of the second series of NMDs. So for me, it's super cool. I didn't go for it yet. If it comes down at some point, I might do it. But I'm not like a Chinese New Year kind of like enthusiast, so I don't feel I'm represented by that sneaker, so I didn't go for it. But ultimately, I think it's a very, very well executed sneakers, and it comes in a very cool box. Super
They're
cool details.
They're always on point for the Chinese New Year boxes.
Yeah.
Cloak can attest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The rooster.
Holy.
Yeah.
It's true. It is Chinese New Year. Damn. Yeah, but well, that was something else.
Yeah. That was cool.
Well, yeah. That was just something else.
The price was there, too, for that box.
That was something else.
Yes.
You know, like that
like
that
a
was,
wooden box.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. It's true. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
But the rest of the pack, it was a Campus, it was an EQT NDV and a Superstar. I think I might have gone for the Superstar if the Superstar was anywhere available in Canada. Cause years ago when I first started working for Originals, it was the year of the snake, and the whole pack of Superstars were phenomenal. Like, they were amazing. I have the full pack at home,
mm-hmm.
just because they looked so good. So I knew that on a Superstar, it would have come out very nice. So I'm sad I didn't get to see at least in person what the Superstar looked like. But
you could hunt it down.
I could probably hunt it down for fairly good price, because I'm sure it hasn't sold out anywhere. But eventually, you know, it might happen, whatever. Yeah. But ultimately, since this whole Chinese New Year thing came out, and this year I was like, oh, the year of the dog. Like, I'm a monkey. So I'm curious to see. Maybe I should just hold on to, like, buying any Chinese New Year stuff until the monkey year comes back. Which I don't know my calendars by heart, so I don't know when it's coming back. But I'm 92, so I'm assuming it's...
Yeah, 12 years.
12 years to go?
There's 12.
So it's every 12?
So you got
every
10 more
12
years.
You repeat.
So I have until...
Oh, wow.
I have
10 more years.
10 more years? Oh, forget about it. Wait, no.
Every 12 years.
So,
12, 92. 24.
Last year was a rooster, and before
when
the
you
rooster
were 24.
Was
yeah.
And then 36.
When I was 24?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they made a shoe.
It was 2 years ago.
No. 2 years ago, no. No, it wasn't the monkey.
Is that a monkey?
It messed
rooster?
Me up. No, it was snake, and then it was like the goat, and then there was rooster.
Well, they didn't make a shoe for goat, did they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't remember.
I'm gonna talk to someone.
I'm not super good
with
my
monkey
Chinese horoscope.
We'll see.
No. Interesting.
It's every 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe one day I'll get my monkey shoe, and then it's gonna feel like it's my year, and I need to own it. But until then, this one is very well executed. It's super cool.
I like it. It's clean.
It's very, like very nice.
I mean,
it's a good looking NMD.
Yeah. Even like
remove the story behind.
There
it.
You go. Yeah, yeah. Because when I just saw beauty shots of it without reading any caption, I was like, oh, that's not bad.
That's a very cool looking NMD. Like
very clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it has like very cool details, nice little touches. Like for me, so I'm going to mention it later. I picked up some Torsion Allegras from the Meet the Sneaker collab. And the set of laces, they're black laces, and they come with green aglets mm-hmm. on the laces, like EQT green. And for me, this makes the whole shoe make sense. Go like it gives the whole shoe a complete look.
Okay.
So when I saw the gold aglets on the NMD CS R2,
yeah,
the look was done for me. Like it was complete just because of the aglets. So it's cool. They have like little cool details again, leather, good leather garment. It's a nice knit. I don't think it's prime knit, but it's a nice soft knit. And translucent gum sole.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a winner.
That's good.
Very cool. So if you guys are still looking for it, by the time you get to Saturday when you listen to the episode, I don't think you can still come to the store and get a pair. You're not in a rush. But we still have some pairs as we talk. Mm-hmm. So definitely hit me up.
Oh, you already started talking about pickups. We can talk about pickups.
Yeah, let's get into pickups. But before we do, I think we should take a second to talk to about our friends at Quality. Chris, I got to ask you a question. When's the last time you were feeling like you could take over the world with the fit you were wearing?
Whenever I know I'm stepping out and I want to stunt a little bit, I always reach for my striped trousers from Quality. The great thing about this pant is that I, as a sneakerhead, really want to showcase what I'm rocking on my feet. And the stackable bottom of this pant is just perfect. After the Quality pants, I have a hard time not wearing my Quality sweater. The fit on me makes me look jacked, man.
I like that.
Amazing. I don't have any other way to describe it. I look good in it, so that's what I reach for.
I always rock my hybrid cargo trousers. They're the one with the drawstring in the bottom, cargo pants. I'm a bit taller, so I love to have like that kind of like baggier silhouette, but a good like tapered leg. Always a go-to when it comes to wearing my shoes and feeling fresh. Absolutely, no doubt.
Yeah, they're money. Definitely money. If you want to check them out on Instagram, you can do so at Quality, and that's spelled Quallatee. And Chris, where can they check them out on their website?
It is quality.com.
Yeah, and check out one of my favorite picks is the Terry Parka, one of my favorites.
Don't forget to get long tees.
Oh, yeah, long tees.
Every
long
color.
Tees
are money.
Yeah, they are money. Go check them out. We gave you the information, and the rest is up to you. So good luck and enjoy. All right, we said we were going to get to it, so let's get to it. Pickups of the week. Alex, we haven't talked to you since we took our break.
Yeah.
What are the pickups on your end?
So one of the last episodes of the pod, I mentioned on the top of my grail list, especially when Prez was around, Prez 1. And also, I probably have mentioned it several times in the past that I was hunting down a pair of, no surprise, Adidas Torsion Allegras. Torsion Allegra is a silhouette from the 90s, 1993, if I'm not mistaken. And I was looking for that very specific collaboration edition with Mita Sneakers from Japan. Shoot it out. I shot it out there on the pod that I was looking for them. I had a 10 and a half on my watch list on eBay. If someone was looking out for me, you'd probably seen a 9.5 or a 10. Let me know, blah, blah. And then on January 30th, it was like 11 something. And our good buddy Paul from Vancouver, Paul Simons.
Shout out to Paul.
Hashtag my friend Paul.
December 30th?
December 30th, sorry. He reached out to me just by sending me this link. It was a pair, 9.5, dead stock, at a cheapo price from UK, and he didn't say anything. And I was just like,
he knows,
my friend knows. And I opened the page, and my girlfriend was driving us home, and I was just like, whoa. And she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I found it. She's like, what? I'm like, blah 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 blah. And I'm expecting, like, you're not gonna buy a shoe at 11:45 at night, blah, blah, blah. But she's like, buy it, like, go, 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 like, buy it before he goes. I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. So I got it, and super excited. I messaged Paul right away after, and I was like, thank you so much, like, thank you so much, because I had given up on looking every day type of deal. And he probably just happened to listen to the pod on that day, looked on eBay by complete fluke, and he stumbled upon the pair, and boom.
He probably thinks your eBay hunting skills are shit.
Yeah.
Because he's like, wait, first one thing.
But it was done. It was done. Yeah. So the guy from UK seemed to be quite quick on the shipping.
Yeah.
And the tracking on eBay said that the pair was going to land on January 25th.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was like, whoa. It's going to take a while.
Across an ocean.
That's going to take forever. I was like, I kind of like was in peace with it. And I was, oh, no rush to get it, whatever. And I took 4 days.
Nice.
And boom, landed in my store. And I was like, whoa, like amazing. So I got that. Very, very happy about them. For people that don't know what I'm talking about, just go to my Instagram. I posted a photo of them a couple of days ago. Amazing, amazing shoe. Super well executed. It's not a consortium, but it's a collab, so it's very nice. I got that. I got the black colorway of the Montreal 76.
Ooh.
Nice. Help from my friend Paul again. I also got a pair from Livestock up here in Canada. It's Climacool ones from the Sneaker Exchange pack. It's the Sneaker Boys Time Wish ATL collaboration. So if you guys remember from this summer, the Pure Boost 4.0 I got from that same exact pack. So now I have the full pack. Super happy about them. I also acquired a second pair of the Temper Run colorway that I own. A very good friend of mine had a pair on ice, and he kind of left the sneaker world for it's been like 2 years now that he left this world of sneakers. And he was just like, hey, I heard that these are like selling for tons now. And I'm like, yeah, they're moving, whatever. And he's like, oh, I try to sell them to a kid in Montreal because I posted him randomly. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, really? Like, how is this going? And he shows me the conversation about him, like from him and the kid. And the person that was trying to purchase the shoes off of him was basically flaking, like not answering the messages and stuff like that. and he had agreed to sell the shoe to a very lower price because the guy was meeting him to a specific location. So it was like, he's for sure not coming because he hasn't seen your last message in like 16 hours. He's not coming tonight.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you think so? I'm like, I know. So like, he's for sure not going to pull up tonight. So like, forget about it.
Pull up.
And
just swooped right in, eh?
And he's like, huh, really? So I'm like, you want to get rid of them? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'll bite them off of you like right now for that price.
For sure. Temper
like,
run.
Oh, for sure. I'm like, yeah, like, I'll take them right now. So I did. And very, like, basically what I paid for my pair 4 years ago. I got a second pair for the price that I basically paid 4 years ago.
Nice.
My only hiccup to this, that it was a size 11.
Uh-huh.
And for the people that listen carefully to the pod, I'm like a 9.5, 10, more likely a 10. And I was like, let me try these on. And I fit the size 11. Like, nice. I genuinely fit the size 11.
What size is their first one?
9.5. And it was, this 9.5 is tight. It's very tight.
Okay.
Like, I don't wear it with pleasure. Like, it's painful.
Okay.
So the 10.5 is perfect.
Okay.
I double socked it or single sock it, no insole, whatever. Like, and it's perfectly fine. There's a bit of room, but it's like still wearable. Like, it doesn't pop off my heel. So I have this second pair now, and I can wear both of them with no shame. Like, I, there's so much satisfaction from grabbing this double up.
Yeah.
Of a pair that I've loved so much that I've kind of like restricted myself from wearing because of the size. And kind of like, just to put it out there, I'm not into the Temper Run because it kind of like looks like it has been inspired or inspires the new wave of chunky runners. I've been into this shit for a very long time.
So how much satisfaction do you take from the fact that everyone else seemingly is catching up to what you are into for a very long time? Do you like it or do you dislike it?
I would have been very defensive about it. I'm saying this, but I was just defensive about it 2 minutes ago.
Meaning that it's but your thing.
It was my thing.
Okay.
It kind of drags me back to this time I posted the photo of the Falcon sample shoot that I was given by good buddy here in Montreal, DSK. When I posted this photo, everyone went like, oh my God, this looks like the next Yeezy running shoe, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was getting like all kind of like mixed emotions because in my head I was like, why are people trying to take away something that became fresh now? Like, people are trying to take the essence of an old product and make it feel like it belongs to something that is 2017, 2018 made. If that makes sense. So the Temper Run, I've said it before, I'll mention it again just so that maybe listeners don't follow me on the daily. Like, Temper Run released in 2014. When I first got into it, when the shoe landed in my store in 2014, it reminded me of watching old dance clips from like Ukrainian, Western Eastern European b-boys from the 90s, dancing in trainers and stuff like that. So for me, it was like a training running shoe type of deal, and I was trying to pull off that kind of like old performance vibe. Everyone made fun of us at the store, me and my boy, because we copped it right away, and everyone was like, are you gonna wear this like big disgusting running looking shoe? Like, is this original?
How
like
many
everyone,
kilometers are you gonna put in
there? Yeah, like everyone was making fun of us. Matter of fact, the shoe made it to the outlets for like a cheapo price. Tons of other colorways came out that same season, like 2, 3, 4, 5 colorways came out, completely snoozed on. And the next thing you know, there's this new wave of like chunky running shoes that people call dad shoes that started to appear on Instagram this year, and now like all of a sudden that same Temper Run from 2014 sells for like $400. Mm-hmm. You can't see it anywhere. You can't like find it anywhere because everyone's holding onto it now, or everyone trashed it, so there's no more pairs to sell.
Yeah.
Right? Or it got bought by like dad probably in 2014 and they're not being found anywhere, dead stock, right?
Yeah.
Now everyone's like, oh shit, that's fresh, whatever. So every time I post a photo about this shoe, the world stops and everyone messages me and is like, oh my God, what is this shoe? Oh my God, when did this come out? Oh my God, this is so cool. Oh my God, no. And I love the attention and I love to inform the people about it. But at the same time, whenever I get someone that's like, oh my God, this looks like the Yeezy Runner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it doesn't look like the Yeezy Runner. The Yeezy Runner took inspiration from an era of footwear that had its own moment, you know, in history, right? And it's important to mention that today, what's happening today as in history from, like, has its own essence, but it takes inspiration from previous stories and previous designs and stuff like that. And so that's it. So like, I'm very proud of like owning this Temper Run shoe. The satisfaction, as you asked me, is that I have a story to tell about it. Like, it's more like, I don't care if people like it or not, is that it's one of those moments in sneakers where it reminds me of a very, very clear memory of how I felt when I first like grabbed the X-Acto knife, ripped the UPS box, opened the carton, saw the blue boxes written Temper Run on it. And it was in an era, but it wasn't exposed on social media or whatnot. Yeah. I just saw Temper Run and I was like, what is this? Like, we had no catalogs at the store. I had no like samples or stuff like that. I had no freaking clue what it was.
So I understand. Yes, you love the story that you have about them, and but the connection with the new runners, people have it twisted where they put the latter, the later one, in front of the one that came first. But what about this? If the chunky runner didn't come back in style, didn't trend, maybe your story wouldn't be as listened to. Do you understand what I'm saying? So like, if the chunky runner didn't come back, so if the like the wave runner and all these, I think the Balenciagas and all those chunky runners didn't become so trendy, would your story about the Temper Run, would people care so much about it? And then would it be as important to you? Because a story that's untold.
Care to people, no. Care to me, yes. Because if I go back to that first moment again, as I said.
Yeah.
This feeling wasn't about how other felt.
But then let's say you're posting a picture today of the Temper Run. Yeah. If there was no trend on the Chunky Runner and you posted a picture of the Temper Run, you wouldn't get as much of a reaction, right? No. Correct. So would the importance of this shoe stay the same, go up, go down? You know what I'm saying? If it didn't become cool again, would yours be as cool?
I don't think people would consider it as cool.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's such a good representation of my style for myself that it still means the same. Like it for me, the Temper Run, for example, hasn't lost any stripes or any, like, it hasn't gone down or up in my grades. Like, for me, the Temper Run has always been up there since the first release. Like, when was the last time you guys opened the box and seen and saw something for the first time in your face rather than on Instagram or in a on someone else's feed. Like when was the last time you guys were actually surprised by a design that wasn't teased through a phone or a screen or medias? Or
it's rare now.
These days it's all on the screen. Like, so there's no way we go into a store and look at boxes, you know?
No, but boxes or shelves, let's like whatever. Yeah. Like
there's no way that we walk into a store, like if we're proper people that have a sneaker podcast, there's no way we go into a store
and we're
and
we are not aware not of what's on the wall, right?
Something that, yeah.
So I like that. I love that feeling, and that's why I cherish those memories so much. I'm not gonna be all OG'd up and say like that it sucks that we don't have to this nowadays. Like, this is just how it is, like, right? Like, it's fast, social media, stores, accessibility, reach, all that stuff, and it's super cool because it's part of the game these days, and it's making it fun. But geez, it was nice. It was nice to not know what was going on. It was nice to be like naive a bit about like sneakers and just like open a box and figure something out right off the bat. Make yourself an opinion. Make yourself like fall in love. Love at first sight. And having no one else except the people that were around you to make your opinion. You know? That's what I loved about the Tempo Run. That the Tempo Run for me was like a badass running shoe. That had like those very aggressive. There was no beauty shots.
Yeah,
it's true.
Like, scroll down to Adidas Originals Instagram back to 2014. I swear there were no beauty shots. Like, and
but that
that was bad. Like, for me, that was badass. Like, I was naive and I was like, I had no connections to the probably the media world at that point. Like, no actual real dedicated connections. That was like, it made it badass for me because I had my own opinion about it for X amount of time until other people came in the picture, whether it was like my colleagues, my staff, whatever. They were like, oh my God, that's ugly, or oh my God, that's fresh. Like, my first impression was my impression from opening a box, looking at a shoe, touching it, boom, an impression. Like, this is how strong my connection to the Tempo Run is. And this is why it still is to this day one of my favorite sneakers. Cause I remember that feeling that one day in 2014 when it dropped and I was like, chick, that was it. Done. So like, okay. I'm super happy I have two pairs. I'm very happy about the reaction it gets, the story I get to share. Just talking about it today kind of just proves it again that it's like, it's important for me, you know? And it drags a lot of attention at the store when I wear them as well. Everyone asks me questions. It's a neck breaker, but back
now it's a neck breaker.
It is now. So, but it's a leverage for me.
Yeah. So that's just my opinion on it is that without the hype on the now, the
no
new
one
now,
would care.
No one would care.
Yeah. But again, it's just my genuine first impression of it. That moment, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And that was insane. That was amazing. And I guess that's one of the perks of working with the brand for a long time. Is that I got to live these kinds of like moments of no hype and just like making your impression out of things. So that was fun.
That's good memories. That's a long list of pickups you have there, man.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Awesome.
Yeah, but he did miss last week.
That's true.
He's been like queuing them. You
hold
know?
The
like,
one.
I gotta talk about this. I gotta talk about this. So
shoot, that was a lot.
That was a lot. It was good though. Yo, that's good pickups for the holidays.
Yeah,
that's
man.
For sure.
Mike, did something come in the mail for you?
Something did come in the mail for me. So I know I've talked about this on the podcast before that. The North Face has sent me out some sneakers. They sent me out some samples that I haven't really talked about either. But they were gracious enough. And a few months back, I mentioned and I heard, and I think it was November, that the North Face was doing a collaboration with Timberland.
Timbo.
So I was super excited about this. I sent the guy that sends me my shoes at the North Face and message them like, hey, if you come across one of these, I'm a 9.5. Ha ha ha.
How you been, fam?
Right? I'm like, yo, if you come across one, I'm a 9.5. Ha ha ha. I'll talk to you later. He's like, yo, if I can find a pair, I'll do my best. Cool. He sends me an email on, I think it was last Friday, right before I'm about to leave work. I've had a shit day at work, and like 4:55, I get an email. Boom. Max from the North Face. He says, Mike, I got you your 9.5.
Nice.
And I'm like, damn. He's like, yeah, if you want, you could come pick them up, or I could ship them to you.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I'm like, you can ship them to me, no problem. Here's my address. Boom, sends them over, and I brought them to the table, boys, so you could see them.
Very cool.
And we could post some pictures up on our highlights, on our story highlights. On Instagram. So if you're not following us on Instagram, do so. This is a collaboration between the North Face and Timberland. It is a 6-inch regular Timberland, like, new buck leather boot. But there's some elements to this that pay homage to the North Face's classic Nupsi jacket.
700 duvet.
Yeah.
Duvet.
So, exactly. So it's got some amazing features on here. Of course, it's a tribute to the Nupsi jacket. It's got that baffled, downfilled
duvet.
What is it? I think it is, hold on one second, nylon. That's what it's made out of. So, and as you can see, guys, there's a 700 on the back heel, right? That 700 pays tribute, of course, to the Nupsi jacket, the original one. You guys may have seen pictures of the Nupsi jacket with, like, the guys from Wu-Tang. They made the North Face Nupsi jacket pretty popular. So, you know that yellow and black North Face jacket? It's basically that on a boot. They did a really good job with this. The insole, pull up the insole, Alex. The insole is camouflage. It's sick. It's got both the North Face logo and a Timberland logo. They killed it with this collab. And from what I can see, it sold out very quickly. And it was very, very limited. So I'm so happy to have this. Yo, I'll show you the box later.
Okay.
They did a fantastic job on the box. If you want to check out a picture of the box and the shoe, you can check it out on my Instagram at onairwithmikeD. And I can't wait to take some beauty shots of these. And I'm excited to wear them. I took my shots that I could post. And now I want to wear them. I'm going to wear them. Excited for this. And I want to give a big shout out to Max over at the North Face and my buddy Hugo over at the North Face too.
Very dope.
Thank you so much for taking care of me. I'm over the moon with these.
So maybe your friends can correct me if I'm wrong, but I worked in outerwear before working for the brand.
Ooh.
And the numbers refer to the density of the duvet.
Exactly.
And 700 was one of their higher grades for either a lifestyle to what they call the mountain series. So
it
means that this boot is probably warm as hell for a city boot.
Exactly.
So nice. It's very, very good. I'm looking at it right now. The quality is amazing in the way that it's
so
all put
dope.
Together. It's very dope.
Yeah. So dope that they'll take that black, you say Nupsi?
Nupsi, yeah.
Nupsi jacket top. And then the bottom is like just a regular Timbo boot.
Exactly. So the bottom around the heel, that's where the Timberland pretty much stops. And then you can fold this thing right over. It doesn't have that hard Timberland feel. So you know when you wear a boot, sometimes it'll hit you in the back of the heel sometimes? Yeah. No go with this. This is nice and soft. I'm really excited to
wear
this.
I like the contrast. It's
very
good.
Happy for you, Mike.
Very nice.
They did a very good job on this. So thank you again to Max and Hugo over at the North Face. Thank you so much.
Super dope. Very
cool.
Yeah. Chris, did you get anything these days?
I did. I received a package from our good friends at Under Armour Canada. It was a quick notifier, like a quick email. And then, I think 2 days later, boom, box at my door. So it's a new silhouette that they're presenting. It's called a Sling Flex Rise. It's a knit sneaker from Under Armour.
Interesting.
It's for what they call their street styles, I guess, but it's runner inspired. So Under Armour is using a knit on this. You got the Under Armour logo in the back. I wrote a bit of information about it on the Bragg Affair if you guys want to check that out.
Very cool.
So I got it. It's in a gray knit. I'm always a sucker for gray.
Yeah.
So, and tonal, very good for city, street walking. So if you guys want to check it out, there's some pictures on the Bragg Affair. Thank you, Under Armour Canada, for that delivery. Big fan of Under Armour. And I got one more pickup. This week, out of the blue, I don't know if I spoke to you guys last pod about, I did speak about the Jordan 3s that I picked up, right?
Yes, you did.
That I almost picked up for Calbee. Did I mention that
I think
dude
you did.
Was selling Bred 1 as well?
Mm. I think you did, yeah.
Right. So anyways, that Bred 1 was always in the back of my mind saying, should I have picked it up? Should I have picked it up? I own a pair of Bred 1s. Yes, I own a backup pair as well. Maybe another backup as well. I don't need another Bred 1. But I think I was speaking to Chloe about it one day while we were driving. I don't need one, but dude, that photo would be just bomb, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, you could do one right now. I go, yeah, having two is pretty cool. But if I had three, that'd be a really cool picture. Not just for picture alone, but the Bred 1 for me has become like a uniform. Like, that's a big go-to for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to all Jordan 1 fans, that's like kind of like the one to have, right? It's good to have that one. And out of the blue this past week, I was being a good boy, searching for sneakers, just putting it into my watch list, not actually purchasing. But then my friend, my buddy, hit me up. I haven't spoken to him in a while. He hits me up. He's like, hey, man.
How you been, fam?
No, actually, it was a kind of a reverse type of a conversation. Not a how you been, fam, but more like, hey, man, I'm looking to liquidate my sneakers.
Interesting.
And I know you probably don't need anything, but I have some for sale. And we were the same size. I go, yeah, send me a list and I'll check it out. He's like, cool, I will. And then I remember. So I used to run with this. His name was Alex as well. Used to run with him back in the day with sneakers. And I go, I remember all these pickups that we used to do. And I remember some pickups that maybe I helped him out with. And I remembered I helped him get a Bred 1 back in the day. So I'm like, hey, man, are you selling your Bred 1? Or are you going to keep it? He's like, no, you can have it. And he quoted me a price, which is, no, I can't explain it aside from calling it stupid. It was not a correct price. Yeah, I would not be a proper friend, if I took that shoe at that price. It was so low.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, it's not fair to him. He's trying to raise some money for a special occasion. So I'm like, no, that would not be cool for me to take it at that price. But we'll talk about it. He goes, they're dirty. I'm like, don't worry about it. And then in my head, I'm like, there it is. The fourth Bred 1.
The fourth pair.
Like, as you mentioned before, Mike, when they're a Bred 1 is, a Jordan 1 is dirty or kind of scuffed up, it doesn't matter.
No.
So he's like, they're dirty. I don't give a fuck.
I like it dirty.
So I was like, okay, let's work this out. I think the whole day I was just thinking about that pickup. I think I met up with you, right?
Yeah.
I met up with Chloe after, and I just, Olive said, yo, later tonight, I'm going to go see the Bred 1. Eventually, boom, 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 I meet up with him. I go to his place. I go, you'll show me what you need to sell, and I'll help you sell it.
Mm.
And it's basically, he's like, take this Bred 1, just take it. And I go, okay, we'll agree on a price. And I figured, I'm taking it. He still gave me an extremely good price. I'll take it, but I'll help you sell all your shoes. I'll help you list all these sneakers. So he's like, no, I can do it. I go, dude, you're a busy guy. You got to do all this other stuff, your special occasion, what you want to set up. I'll handle this for you. And that's my way of like kind of working towards, you know, getting this shoe at such a fan good price. Yeah. And so he's like, okay. So we sat there with his stacks of shoes, and he basically went through what we all go through, I assume, when we're trying to purge. He's like, this shoe, should I get rid of it? And he's like, I do like it. And then it teeters from one stack to the other, the keep stack to the sell stack. And then he's like, okay, I'll keep this one. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, dude, I don't think you'll get much money for that one. He's like, okay, fine, I'll keep it. Mm-hmm. So he just puts it back on his keep pile. In the end, I said, look, just give me all the shoes. We sat there. He was cleaning them with Jason Mark while I would go down a list and he would just tell me how much money he wanted for each pair. Mm. I noted it down. And then we moved all those shoes into my car. And since then, I've been trying to sell his shoes. And it's been going pretty good. And I think, did you guys have any more pickups to speak about?
Okay. So I haven't picked it up yet.
Yeah.
But it is in the mail on the way to me. Our good friend, Alan Spooner.
Yeah.
From Canada Got Soul reached out to me last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Mike, do you have a Canada Got Soul hat yet?
Ooh.
Oh, wow, finally.
And I'm like, no, I do not. He goes, what's your address?
Amazing.
So I'm like, finally, I'm going to get one.
That's awesome.
So once on the way, I should be receiving it tomorrow. So I'm
nice.
Excited to rock that.
Yes.
Sweet.
Awesome. Yeah.
So shout out to all the guys at Canada Got Soul.
Shout out to Canada Got Soul.
Yeah, they're killing it.
So, all right. So since we're done with the pickups, I wanted to speak to you guys about do's and don'ts of selling on Facebook.
Ooh.
Since I've been going through this whole process of trying to help my buddy sell his sneakers, I've been bombarded with a lot of messages.
Oh, yeah.
And I've experienced a lot of scenarios that either infuriate me or leave me baffled as to how particular people would want to deal on Facebook for buying and selling sneakers. So, a little disclaimer. After such a run of messages, I might have been a bit more easily annoyed with some messages. I'll give you the scenario and you guys tell me how, you know.
You would react?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also,
I like this.
I do appreciate, in the end, if a person finally purchases the shoe and sends over money and I ship it out, everything's all good in the end, right? So it's nothing to start world wars over, but it's just something that, hey, let's think about it sometimes and maybe... In any case, one thing I noticed is the messages I get. So I'm trying to sell. People are trying to buy. And they message me and they ask me information that is clearly stated in my sale post.
What size?
What size is this? What price is it?
Condition.
So I could go different ways. I could either say read the post.
Or answer the question.
Or answer the question. In these cases, I'm like, I curse them out. in my head, and then I just answer the question.
Okay,
you know,
I would go for the read the post way.
Okay,
to raise awareness.
To encourage okay.
proper etiquette or communication. Gotcha. Just to be like, hey, like
protocol.
To create a habit in this person. To okay,
yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not there to help this person grow.
Okay.
I'm more like, have as short of conversation with this person as possible. And the path of least resistance is for me to just answer his damn question.
Yeah.
Even though it was already
clearly answered. Stated. Yeah.
There's those type of people.
That's amazing.
So there's also... Okay, I have to speak to maybe I'm no expert in negotiations. All right,
the low ball here it comes.
That's not my field of expertise, but the people that start off negotiations or a buying scenario by saying, "What's your best price?"
Oh yeah,
what the fuck is that question? I'm selling, you're buying, and if you come up to me and say, what's your best price? My immediate reaction is, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Like, why should you get my best price?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? So I don't know. I'm assuming he wants the lowest price possible that I can offer them. Am I interpreting this the wrong way?
That's exactly what it
is. That's what they want, right?
That's what happened, yeah.
So why would I give this person my best price if my main goal is to make as much money as possible?
No, it's an easy one. Whenever you get best price, just knock off $5, and that should be the rule. That should be the rule for insult every single time someone what's your best price?
I actually really like that.
And if he asks again, their way of negotiating is terrible. There's not like
absolutely. It's so, because my a lot of the times I've answered it by saying, I just state the exact price that I listed it at. I go, it's list price because it's still too early. That's my polite way of answering that, you know? But then these people usually stop speaking at that point. I do want to kind of have them start the process of, okay, well, let me make an offer, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, okay.
What's your usual response to offers? What if someone's like, hey, I have an offer for you.
Okay.
Are you going to be close to it?
Depends on if his offer.
Okay, well, this
what if the person comes up to you, it doesn't give you a price, but he's like, hey, here's an offer.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Okay, so this
what will make you decide if you want to hear it or not?
So my posts are usually, in this particular mission, I'm trying to get money, right? Because it's my buddy's shoes. Mm-hmm. But I leave it open. I don't state whether I accept or do not accept trades.
So
because what if this one person says, hey, man, would you like this pair of sneakers? And it's a pair that I've been looking for a very long time. And they want a shoe that my buddy's selling, but I can never get the shoe that they're trying to trade for a good price. I can pay my buddy the money that he would get on that shoe and take the trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's something that I've been looking for a very long time.
Shit.
So that's why I just don't mark trades or no trades. And when people say, do you take offers? I'll say, yeah, make your offer and I'll gauge. Because you never know.
Yeah.
What if it's your grail? But they don't know what your grail is, right?
Yeah.
So there's always that possibility, that hope, right? What I could say about this whole scenario about, let's say me, I'm selling, you're buying, and nowhere in my listing do I state trade, no trade. Don't ask me if I'll take trades. Just offer me the offer.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens. Let's say I don't mention whether it's trades or not, and you say, hey, would you take a trade? And I say, no, you're done. You're already done. Your negotiating is done.
Yeah.
But if you start off your negotiation by saying, I don't have an offer. I have this shoe. Do you want it? You know? And what if I do like the shoe? I was like, negotiations have started, you know? But if you had asked me, do you take trades? I say, no. It's done. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So, to that point, I had a person message me and say, hey, buddy. And I happened to not see the message because when it's not one of your friends on Facebook, it goes into exactly. It goes to request. So, I don't see his message. 1 hour passes and I finally see the message. I say, my response to hey buddy is yes. As in, what do you want?
Yeah.
Don't just say hey, hi, or how are you. Just fucking state what you want.
Get to business.
What do you want? What are you offering? So that I don't have to ask you. So yes, how are you as well?
Yeah.
What would you like? What shoe? What are you offering?
How's the weather?
15 messages down, we still haven't figured out what shoe you're talking about.
Holy crap.
You know, stuff like that. Something to just get to the point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely out of subject, but someone completely random reached out to me on Facebook the other day and says, hey, I know you're working for Adidas.
Yeah.
So today I reached out to you.
And left it at that.
And that's it. So I'm assuming this person has an Adidas related question.
Yeah.
but I just decided not to reply because I was like,
well, yeah, because you don't know what they're talking about.
Nope.
I'm you don't like, know how deep you're going to get into it with
so
this
I'm
person.
So I'm just like, might as well not respond because it's not worth it.
Normally don't want to like talk about stuff that annoys us or whatnot, yeah. but.
But just this is
because,
funny.
Like, because of exactly what you just said,
yeah.
a lot of the, let's say, points that we're making about buying and selling on Facebook can be applied to daily life shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, just get to the point.
Common just sense. Like, it just goes to show that, like, there are several people in this thing that are not, they don't know how to make those connections to people, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, how are you? Are you as simple as is your pair of blah 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 still available?
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't go straight to your point you mentioned, it's still open up.
Oh no, that's perfect. That's a perfect question because I know right away
this person is interested in this pair.
This pair.
And so then, know right away how to kind of like gear the conversation.
Negotiations are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. It's moving forward. It's amazing how like.
Yeah,
people behave weirdly when it comes to the internet.
I want to tell you guys about I took a class while I was in marketing a long time ago, school, sorry, and the class called sales is a class that all the marketing students didn't want to go to. Because in marketing, you want to do the flashy promo ad stuff, right? You don't want to do the sales. You don't want to learn about the sales because that's the back end stuff about marketing, right? Mm-hmm. You want to promotion, flashy ads. The sales class is where I learned the most.
Mm. Seal the deal.
Exactly. How to recognize a buying question, right? Like, stop selling yourself. Once you hear a buying question, meaning like, would you take this amount? That's when it's time to strike. It's time to sell it right away. Stuff like that. But also, this is what I learned in that class about sales that could be applied to your daily life. You guys want to hear this?
Yeah.
Okay. So they teach you how in a meeting with a client, you're trying to sell product and you're going to see if they want to buy it. You should always assume that they're buying it. And that's how you should talk.
Yeah.
And come the time to finalize the deal and you have to set up a second meeting or whatnot, you always should offer two options. Meaning, okay, when should we meet to sign the papers? And you go, well, do you want to meet Tuesday or Thursday? Okay. If you just go up to them and say, would you like to meet Tuesday? They're like, no, we're unavailable on Tuesday. Sorry. And then you go, well, how about Wednesday? Also unavailable. Sorry. It's very easy for a person to deny you for one choice. Mm. But if you go up to them and say, so would you like to meet Tuesday or Thursday? There, you've assumed that the sale is done, mm-hmm. and you offer them two options.
Yeah,
it's very difficult for a person to come up to you. Well, no, Tuesday we have a meeting all day, and then Thursday also. No, see, that doesn't happen. No. Like, it's very rare. They'll pick one of the choices.
Yeah,
and that's how you get the meetups done.
Mm.
Why does this apply to your daily life? Let's say you're in a club, you're in a restaurant, you meet someone that's to your liking and you'd like to ask them out on a date. Time to assume that yes, this person would like to hang out with you and you want to set up the date. Don't offer them one day. Don't say, do you want to have coffee on Tuesday? No, sorry, I'm unavailable. Wednesday? No, also unavailable. Thursday, and then it's done. You're done. Mm-hmm. You're done. Get out of there. But if you go, when would you like to have coffee? Tuesday or Thursday. Very difficult for this person to tell you two separate excuses for two different days.
That's true.
That's what I learned in my sales class.
Very nice.
How to pick up girls.
But
it just to tie one point into what you were saying, like Nike heads can completely disagree to this, but do you know, like, if I go to the outlets,
yep,
I will not step into a Nike store unless I'm with you guys. But I will not walk in the Nike store because I have no interest of purchasing Nike product.
Gotcha.
Right? Same as like a non-Adidas enthusiast or someone that hates Adidas wouldn't step into my store purchasing you just wouldn't come in.
Dang, right? Waste your time.
So like you're wasting your time, and you decide by your actions. Your actions reflect on your intentions, right?
Mm, very good. Yes.
So considering I would never buy a Nike product, I would never step into a Nike store.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're a Nike head and you step into my Adidas store, doesn't mean you'll buy an Adidas product, but it means some way, somewhere, somehow, an Adidas product has caught your attention, made you think about the store, and made you walk into the store. Right.
So you've chosen
to go into the store.
You've made your choice already.
Right. You've made your choice already to go and look for something. Like, don't give me a, like, I was just walking around, decided to go in. Like, no, you had intentions of.
Yeah.
Somehow, somewhere.
It's the same for, okay. So yeah. For that.
Yeah.
Let me tie it into picking up girls too. Or okay. Picking up guys. Whatever. And it's like this. Like, for the people that are nervous on first dates or like encounters and like have a hard time of being doing the face-to-face thing, because these days where text, you can sound like a hero because you can delete, edit, and then send, you know,
wait 24 hours to
respond. Yeah. Yeah, but face-to-face, maybe you don't know, you know, it's you're a bit nervous or whatnot. If the person's already sitting in front of you, they've already made the choice, right? Mm-hmm. You're halfway there.
Yeah,
they've already agreed
ultimately
to it.
Yeah.
So for your point, like when people walk into your store, it should be like, well, look, this person is clearly interested in Adidas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It kind of type. Find that this whole thing ties back into the whole like etiquette stuff. Like, don't reach out. Like, don't reach out
if clear and like you're ready to go for it.
Or if you have like, I mean, don't waste anyone's time. Don't be like, hey, I'm stepping into the Adidas store, but I fucking hate Adidas.
Okay, thank gotcha.
You. But
yeah,
you still
yeah,
step
yeah,
into
yeah,
my yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, it's very cool. Like, I know like how this whole like Facebook thing is it reflects on some of like the people's non logic behavior sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
can I tell you one? Yeah. I'll do one more, and then we'll leave it because yeah,
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
move on to more other stuff. But like, so this guy. He messes me and he starts negotiating price with me. And I'm like, okay. We finally agree on a price. I'm like, okay, fine. We agree on a price. So that part of negotiation is done. Second part, we determine what form of payment that we're going to go with. Mm-hmm. That's decided. And then he even asked me, so when would you be able to ship, blah, 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 blah. And I give him all the info. I tell him how I deal with Canada Post and blah, 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 blah. All the info I'm going to give him. Then he asked me, so what's the condition of the shoe?
At this point, the pair now,
the
should be
already. What the fuck is this all about? Yeah. Like, that, yeah, that should have been like one of the first questions,
yes,
right?
Because
right
the after, box already in the, it's in the cardboard. Like.
Yeah. Right after, is it still available for sale? What is yes. the condition? Not after all the other
no.
questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to be honest, all the other questions were kind of, it kind of taxed me. Like, this person asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I answered them all. But then you come with a question that could potentially kill the deal,
yeah.
right? I just didn't understand that part. Like, yeah. the... yeah.
So, okay. So, I had... Like, you guys tell me if I'm like in the wrong in that situation, but there is a situation this summer where I was trying to get a pair of shoes off someone. It was like a $40 shoe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I messaged the person and I go, hey, is your pair still available? And he's like, yes. I'm like, perfect. Would you be able to meet today or tomorrow? Whatever. It's like, no, I am unavailable.
Two options.
Okay. I am unavailable both of these days. I'm like, perfect. No problem. I understand. I am traveling next week and will only be available as of that date.
Yeah.
I'll message you then to see if they're still available. And the guy's like, when are you coming back? And I'm like, well, I just told you I will be available as of that day.
Yeah.
I'll keep them for you. I'm like, why would you do this? Like, thanks for being nice, yeah, but why would you do this? First, we don't know each other. Second of all, it's a $40 shoe. Like,
yeah.
You'll just like, why would you, if I told you, I'll message you to see if they're still available when you can make that $40 within like a week range. Like, thanks for being very nice and understanding. Like, that was sweet. But like, why, like, how did this guy like react at that moment? I was like, no, like, just don't hold it for me. It's fine. Like,
you're doing way too much for me, man.
You're doing way too much. Like, this is crazy. You're amazing, but thanks.
Yeah.
On the other end, maybe he sees it as a guaranteed sale.
Yeah, that's
he's
what
like,
I'm thinking.
Oh,
my guess.
He's going to take him.
Someone's interested.
Yeah.
Let me secure
I don't
that
have
pair.
To work anymore.
Yeah.
But then it's also like, it's also setting yourself up for like drama.
Yeah.
Yes, kind of, because like, hey,
because now you
this
have expectations.
You.
Yeah. Exactly.
Saved it for you. You didn't come back at me.
And what if the next day someone's like, "I'll take him."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, dang, now I gotta wait 2 weeks."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah.
I feel like in that situation, I reacted like I might sound like a dick, but I feel like I reacted the right way. And I told the guy by telling him like, "Hey, don't hold him for me."
No, not a, that's
no, you're
not a dick
Alex.
Move. You're being
you.
Yeah.
You are a dick, but in that instance, you were not acting
and
like
that
a dick.
Specific situation, I found the exact same fare for $10 less within that same week. So I
ding won. Ding ding ding.
And yeah. Yo, another red flag for Facebooks, and you see people exposing people on the Facebook groups all the time, but if someone responds with "bro" at the end of every single message to you, red flag.
Yeah,
something's wrong.
I'm okay with the bro.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Sometimes
like
there's
the
too
bro
much bro.
Comes too quick. That's
yeah,
that's
yeah. Don't bro me if you don't know me. Type of
I'm okay with that.
I like that.
This is okay. Let me ask you guys this then.
Okay.
Since you mentioned flakers and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
When do you you're the seller? Okay. When do you consider the deal done?
Like, cash in hand.
Cash in hand.
Cash in. Okay. 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 So you say cash in hand, but so let's say you're selling. I say I'll take them. We'll meet in 2 days, right? In 2 days, I will meet you and I will give you the money. Then, so to you, the deal's not done yet. Because what if another person comes in and says, "Hey, I really want the shoe. I'm from out of town. I'll EMT you the money right now." You know? So do you
I don't I'm not a like
you're true, you're not a Facebook.
I'm not too proper when like too good when it comes to these situations. Do you accept EMTs?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm also non-crooked. Like I won't steal the shit from people.
No.
So I'll ship out the shoes like properly. So yes, to the people listening out there, PayPal invoice is always the safest way to go.
Okay.
If you don't know the person, if you're not like
I've always doubted that
1,000% sure that this person will be stand up, you know. But yes, it does happen that people send me EMTs.
Okay.
And I'm very open. Like, I'll give them my phone number. They can call me. Just this week I spoke to someone on a phone because he was reticent. Not reticent, but he was like, I'm not sure. Seemed like it was one of the first times he was dealing on Facebook groups. I go, yeah, no problem. He goes, can I legit check you? Don't be insulted. I go, no. Feel free to legit check me.
Go ahead.
It's not the last word. Legit checks can also, screw you over because, the guy gets all his friends to say legit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so to protect yourself 100% fully, PayPal invoice. But, yes, EMTs do happen.
Okay.
But I'm just using it as an example, as if like so
he wants them like now, kind of deal.
Yeah, or more like because I'm asking you guys, when is the deal settled for you? Because like for me, when I have price determined, meet time and place determined, the deal is set. The deal is done. Because
but what if the guy doesn't show up?
Yeah, but then that's a flake situation. But then, because other people will come in and say, yo, I'll meet you tomorrow, and I'll pay you that right away. So where does my quote-unquote honor come into play? Like, when do I stop taking offers on this, you know? Do I consider a deal done?
Do you think that would change with depending on the shoe that you're selling? Because if you're selling like a $700 shoe that's tough to get, and then a $40 shoe that, you know, you could get down the line, possibly.
Well, this is, I deal with it this way a lot, where people are like, hey, I really want this shoe. I'll take it from you for sure. This Friday, and let's say we're Tuesday. So I don't want to hold stuff for people unless it's a good friend. Mm-hmm. But like on regular situations, I do not hold, because what if I wait 4 or 5 days and then the person flakes? Yeah. Then I refuse the offers during those days, and I waited and I got screwed. So I don't hold stuff, but they go, I'll take it for sure on Friday. I'll say, well, okay, hit me up the day before to confirm. If someone comes at me before that with an offer to buy them, I will message you right away to advise you that this person's going to take them. And then we'll see if you can, I don't know, somehow figure out a way to meet me before to take them first. Yeah. Then that will happen.
Mm, fair.
But one, I keep the person engaged. But two, I let them know, if someone else comes at me first, then I'll let you know. Yeah. Oh. You still get a chance to get them.
What if someone was to reach out and say, hey, I'm interested in this shoe. I would like to purchase, but I can't purchase until after this date. And they say, if you can sell them before, go right ahead. Like, I would like to get them, but I can only get them here. Yeah, if you still have them, I'll take them. Yeah. If you can sell them, sell them.
Yeah. My response to that is, I don't want to keep tabs on you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. True.
So my response is, well, message me when you're ready to get them.
Yep.
You know?
That's perfect.
That way you're not aggravated. I'm not aggravated.
Yeah. And it's a simple, no, they're gone. Yes,
yeah,
I still
have.
Yeah,
if ever you call, you hit me up later. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
That's how it is.
Very cool.
So, that was a snippet of the experiences I had on Facebook this week because of that. I don't know. If you guys also experience other stuff, let us know.
Hit us up.
Because, yeah, I guess it could be funny.
Yeah. Right?
As long as no one actually gets hurt in terms of, like, really got screwed over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you have any, like, funny Facebook group stories, hit us up on the DMs. Let us know. We'd love to hear. Maybe we could talk about some on the podcast. That'd be cool. Yeah. Some funny instances.
Yeah, so speaking of funny instances, we talked about having one sneaker episodes, meaning an episode dedicated to one particular sneaker, and then we'd have like a panel and discuss about it like throughout the whole show. Well, we have some sneakers in mind that we will set up episodes around. We've already started on some episodes, but we wanted to find out from you, the listeners, which shoe you want it to be for the first episode. Which star would be...
Yeah, your feature for the episodes.
Yeah.
So we know, of course, we're going to do a Jordan 1 at one point.
Yeah.
For sure.
Jordan 1 shoe. Jordan 1 episode. We have one that's going to be centered around the Parley collection.
Yep. We're going to have a special guest for that.
Alex, Claude, you have another shoe that you guys want an episode centered around?
Well, maybe not a shoe, but maybe we could do it about Air Maxes.
Yeah.
Like equipment.
Equipment ZX, would be cool.
Like EQT?
Yeah.
EQT. Okay, yeah. EQT, ZX, Air Max. I think Air Max is wide enough that we could do like one particular shoe. Or maybe something,
You know, like Air Max... Runners,
or how about like the staple Air Maxes, like the first, the OGs of each,
One and an
Air Max OGs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
Mike, do you have something specific?
I would like to go with a Well, I was going to mention EQT. I would like to hear the, because Alex here, the knowledge, as knowledgeable as he is, I would like to hear what he thinks about EQT.
Some tidbits about EQT.
Yeah. Because I've really gotten on the EQT train lately.
All right.
And like, I've been buying a lot of EQTs.
Okay.
So
okay.
They've started to take up most of the collection.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So we, again, we have as choices, we have Jordan 1, we have Adidas EQT, Adidas ZX, Parley, Air Max. So which one of these would you guys like to see? Oh, Mike had an epiphany.
Jordan 4s.
Jordan 4s.
I think Jordan 4s would be a good episode.
Jordan 4s would be a good episode too. All right. So you, the listeners, can hit us up by DM.
Hit us up on Instagram. You can do so at the Sneaker Podcast.
And just maybe vote. Put in your, giving your 2 cents about which shoe you'd like to see in our first ever One Shoe Show episode.
Yeah. No, I think everyone's excited for this. I think it'd be really cool to feature a whole episode around one certain sneaker or silhouette.
I mean, on the one hand, we are only going to talk about one sneaker. But on the other hand, there's so much to say about like a shoe.
Yeah.
Anyways, it should be easy to fill like that time.
Yeah. Right? For sure.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So make sure you hit us up in the DMs. Send us a message on Facebook. You could do that too. Hit us up on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. You could send us all the info that you want us to talk about our shoe show. One shoe show. We'll call it the star of the show. Uno. The OG episode.
Right. So, oh, you know what? Before we wrap up, I wanted to give out a shout out to Rastaclat.
Yeah.
Rastaclat Canada. I see, I don't know what it is, or maybe it's like the algorithm on my IG. I've been seeing a lot more Rastaclat posts, like really cool photos of like the people wearing Rastaclat, and it's like, it's all over, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And so I want to give a shout out to Rastaclat Canada. They hit me up just to see how I was doing. So that's really cool of them.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And what I really like about Rastaclat is I like how they feature certain people on their Instagram stories. You know, they'll give a shout out, give a nod to someone who's rocking a Rastaclat. They post it on IG. So it's really cool too.
Yeah.
Congrats. Definitely. Yeah. Good stuff. I would like to give a big shout out to my boys over at The North Face. Thank you again for sending me out this The North Face Timberland collab. I'm super stoked on that. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see what you guys are doing in the future.
Okay, let me pile on to the shout outs with a shout out to Under Armour Canada. Thanks for the delivery this past week. And shout out to Converse for sending the info out for the Golf LaFleur. And I do believe my pair is on the way. So very happy about that.
Stoked. It's going to be cool. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sneaker Podcast. We are at episode 2 of season 3. Before we go, let's get everyone's info. Where can we be DM'd? Where can we be followed? Where can people double tap on our pictures? Chloe, I'm looking at you.
At Chlorel.
Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
And Chris, where can people find you?
At Christopher.chu.
Don't forget to get us on Instagram, on Twitter, on iTunes, Google Play Music. We're at Podbean too. Give us a follow. You can follow me at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. We'll catch you back here next week with a new episode. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.